Probiotic.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Glow. Drinks glow, ice glow, you can make anything glow with one magic ingredient.
Spent fuel rods from building 4 at the Fukushima site that was devastated by the tornado, solar eclipse, earthquake, typhoon, tsunami, and everything else that can possibly happen to a landmass.
Yes, you can make anything glow with radioactivity. Wait, is that like a Food Network special? Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Radioactive Edition here. Prayers around the world. I hope you're joining us in that. The TEPCO assembly folks that kind of screwed everything up are now in charge of fixing it. And that's why we're all a bit nervous, honestly. This is the update as we kick off today's show. So, yeah, what do you start with? A food shopping network kind of thing saying you can make anything glow. And then you tied in Liam's latest report online, Liam and 3, for that. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah. We kind of missed the beginning, a little bit of the beginning of that. But, the Food Network had a thing about how to make food glow. And the secret ingredient are the spent fuel rods from the Fukushima plant.
Yeah, more than you'd want to know to go around. And, of course, we've been covering it, ever since the thing happened a couple of years back. But now becomes the most dangerous of dangerous times since then, because TEPCO is claiming to need to remove the rods from the assembly, evidently. And, of course, the tolerances for this, we're talking micromillimeters or something ridiculous, that if things scrape, if they dent, if they scratch, it's not just like a scratch and dent sale of an old washer and a dryer. We're talking about super critical, and all life on the northern hemisphere planet Earth has changed forever, or just about. So, last night Mike Adams covered as well. We had heard and we reported on they had delayed it, but then they didn't, and evidently they've gone through. Now the latest report as we go to air right now today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that TEPCO claims to have successfully removed the first nuclear fuel rods at Fukushima. Geez, man, I pray that that's the truth, because we've already seen background levels rise. We've seen increased infant mortality since the event in certain arenas, even in the northern hemisphere, particularly in the coast of the west of North America, from Vancouver on down. So, man, take a deep breath. We made it through at least this day, and we continue to pray that we continue on here. Otherwise, mass migration to the south. You should see what Liam did. You know how he does it, kind of in an irreverent style. Go on the kayak and see if you can make reservations to find out if you can fly to the southern hemisphere.
Yeah. He's always fun. And if you haven't subscribed to his YouTube channel, it's definitely worth doing, because he's giving regular updates on what's going on there, because he's very passionate about what it is that's happening in Fukushima. And it's good news. It's good to hear that perspective, because when you're just looking at the mainstream media, like the article that we have out there about, they've successfully removed, a couple of the rods and things are okay. You're only getting one side of the story. A lot of the danger, a lot of the, potential problems that could result from this are things you're just not hearing about in the mainstream media. They're not talking about it.
Yeah, it's like, shh, don't tell anybody. It's like, I remember Elmer Fudd in the old Warner Brothers cartoons, shh, be very quiet.
That's right.
We're hunting radiation. And that's, you know, it's right. Like, don't tell anybody what's going on. So I was really pleased to see at least there's one report. Again, we'll link through it. If you could blast it out there, Super Don, on the Bloomberg article claiming that they actually, you know, because this was news we didn't have as we were prepping for the show today, just popped up, that maybe, you know, again, day one, that's encouraging. But, again, this is like the delicate of delicate. You know, we've talked about the, what is that, that kid's game operation where you had to, like, take the tweezers, and if you touch the side, you know, you get a little. But we're talking about if you touch the sides on this thing, super critical explosions, northern hemisphere, planet Earth, bye-bye, you know, potentially.
Did you ever notice that when you're playing that game, that there is, like, one of the things I think that you had to take out of there was called the bread basket?
Yes,
it's kind of like, the bread basket. And then what was the other one? Was water on the knee.
Right, yes.
And the funny bone. It's like not anatomically correct exactly, but it was a fun game. And it always scared the crap out of you, too.
But, I mean, that's what the thing is. It's just imagine if you're a kid, now you're an adult playing this game, and it isn't a, it's a zap with radioactive enough material to just, you know, melt you, much less glow in the dark your food. And for those of you who think, well, radiation's not so bad, right? What was it? Was it Coulter, Ann Coulter, saying, oh, no, this is good for us. Hormesis for everyone. Like, good Lord.
We'll just give the entire population an instant mammogram. Just bam. There you go, right?
No one should ever have to go through a millimeter wave, you know, TSA scan ever again, because you'll have your permanent scan on.
As far as, you know, the more accurate stuff that's going out there, in addition to Liam, of course, Mike Adams doing a great job talking about this as well.
Yeah, I mean, the long-term ramifications also tie into something that we've discussed over the years here, Chernobyl. The Chernobyl effect, that, you know, they there are people that are out there actually claim, well, very few people actually died, you know, because they, if you don't die instantly, it's not counting. It's like the same people that try to say vaccines are safe because, well, the kids aren't dying within 2 seconds of the shot, right? It could be days, it could be weeks or months, and certainly the devastation is over that time. And a lot of that same factor or these factors play out in that time frame with ionizing radiation. Obviously, if you're at the center of a blast, you could be incinerated. But as you move further out, the impact happens significantly, but it's over time, and it also depends upon what? The stores of nutrients and minerals you have in the body. That's why yesterday on Sunday's version of the Robert Scott Bell Show, we had Christopher Barr back on, talking extensively about the need to replenish and restore, build it up big time, our selenium levels in our body. And although you've heard me say 200 micrograms a day is your bare baseline, I still stand by that. The reality is people are so deficient here in America that it would take maybe 650, 800 micrograms a day to build up to a level that you would be able to tolerate and withstand. And I'm not saying it's ideal to be exposed to radiation, but I'm saying your ability, like some who were exposed to the radiation of Hiroshima and Nagasaki that are alive, yes, even today, they had very high levels of selenium in their system. And that's why we come back to that. We talked about Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com. He's standing by, 866-424-1077, to replenish your selenium stores, your supplies of the right form of it, so you can pump that in. Now, speaking of Chernobyl, a big story. Would you like some glow-in-the-dark jam with your toast? Before your toast, if you will. Organic Italian jam. Found to contain radiation from decades-old Chernobyl accident. Now, when I read this story, I thought, wait a sec, they're finding this in Japan. Could it be that it was radiated there? But they're claiming, no, it wasn't. In fact, it was from Bulgaria, and wherever this fruit is growing, it's radioactive fruit that they're converting into the jam all these years later, because radiation like that at Chernobyl doesn't remediate in a matter of decades, much less years. It could be hundreds, if not thousands of years, depending on the form released, which is, again, the great plea to the gods of alien technology, if you have a way to remediate this, come on down. Welcome. The invasion would be welcome compared to what we're doing to ourselves at this point. It's just, man is so stupid and arrogant that we're willing to kill ourselves over this.
It's interesting how they know, because, and I've heard stories like this before, that there are certain radioactive, isotopes or something that are identified.
Correct.
By different, you know, things. And so this particular one, it's what they're finding is this cesium.
Cesium-137, yeah.
Cesium-137, and so this is directly attached to the what was at Chernobyl. And so All these years later, you've got this jam from made in Italy, and they're finding it in Japan and discovering the fact that there's this radioactive isotope in there from the Chernobyl accident. And so the question that is posed then as a result of this is, okay, what's the current thing that's going on? Fukushima.
Right.
What is this doing to the food supply?
Yes,
that, you
exactly.
know, for years from now, you know, later on down the road, somebody's going to be trying to eat some kind of food, some kind of fish or, you know, something, and they're mm-hmm. going to find radioactive isotopes as a result of the disaster in Fukushima.
Yeah, well, the entire Pacific Basin may be contaminated over time, and it's not a hard thing to say, but it's still too staggering, too horrific to consider. And I think that's a big reason why this is not front page everywhere. Because you don't want to consider the ramifications of evacuating an entire island nation, or that much of Asia is no longer habitable, or the food that they produce there is contaminated in this way. Now, the irony here, of course, is this jam is certified organic and bears a non-GMO project label of purity. But that doesn't test for necessarily radiation, which is...
Well, I don't think the organic, the organization that certifies things as organic are designed really to test for radioactive isotopes. I mean, that's just not, why would they even think to test for something like that?
Well, and again, case in point, the reason why we keep coming back with solutions that are not necessarily solutions for if a disaster has occurred already, because it has, but to give you survivability. At this time, Mike Adams talks about the clean chlorella that they have there at Natural News. It's absolutely awesome, too. But we talk about the selenium, the chromium, the silicon, all the reasons we discuss, plus the homeopathic solution, which in my mind, I'm, taking the EMF detox every day. I'm giving my kids little drops of the nation iodine every day. They're getting selenium as well. And we're farther afield in North America than you are, Super Don, and a lot of our listeners in Canada and the west coast of the United States. And I implore you to take the steps that are critically necessary, even if we don't have a supercritical explosion coming out of Fukushima. Don't wait around for this, because these impacts are invisible to you. And unless everybody now, invests in their own Geiger counter, how are you going to know? Maybe that's the next thing. Maybe with Obamacare, we can ask, hey, Obama, can you supply Geiger counters for everybody in America? That would be helpful.
Maybe you can get an app for your iPhone or something.
I don't know. Do they have that? Is it possible? Let us know. Also, Stuart Tompk is back. I haven't heard from my friend in a while. He's going to talk about remediation through fats, essential fatty acids. Might they play a role also in keeping us safe in this dangerous radioactive era in which we are now? We're back with more after this.
The Robert Scott-Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott-Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What other health show can you listen to 6 days a week where you'll get the straight skinny on health and healing like this? The most dangerous thing you can have in America is good health insurance. And the most dangerous place you can go for health care are licensed, allopathic, pharmaceutically conflicted hospitals. Government sanctioned. That's right, I've said it. Two things that would probably get me thrown off of every other show sponsored by Big Pharma, the American Medical Association, and the Dunderheads, who call themselves doctors, who look at fever as an antibiotic and Tylenol deficiency. Okay? That's what we're talking about here as well, as we transition from radiation, but it'll be a theme throughout today's show. If you want to call in with your comments, your prayers, your thoughts, your questions on the radiation issue out of, well, not only Chernobyl, because we covered it all the way back 30 years, but Fukushima, 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355. And those sponsors we reference from time to time, they're here for you to give you the things you need to prevent. Yes, I said it. They can't say it. Disease, reverse, treat, you got it. They can't tell you, I can't. I'm not selling anything. So here we go, into the hospitals again. Here's a story for you. How about it? You don't go to hospitals for birthing? Great. But what if you have an emergency and you take your kid who may, in fact, not be vaccinated because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you read Natural News, you know what's going on. You go in there because, hey, there's an emergency that might be a little bit over your head. You take your kid in for that injury, and guess what? You're treated, you're prescribed antibiotics or Tylenol to reduce a fever, and also you find that there's a note from the nurse calling your kid a loser because your kid has not been vaccinated. How's that? Is that the new prescription? Yeah.
I couldn't believe this when I saw this.
What year of medical school or nursing school?
I'd be outraged. Yeah. Yeah.
What year of medical school or nursing school do they teach these so-called healthcare providers to put notes like this, a little unhappy smiley face, if you can call it that, and call loser Why? Because there are no vaccinations. Zero, as they said, immunization. You should see this. Do you have a picture or a screen capture of that you can send up?
Yeah.
We've got it.
I'm going to post it to Facebook right now just so people can see the actual note that was left by the nurse. And like I said, this is something I would expect out of like a high school kid.
Right.
You know? I mean, you just don't leave something like this around and call people losers in a doctor's office.
Yeah, well, I mean, we know who the real losers are, but this family, you see pictures, two kids, hospital staff member classifies child as loser for lack of immunizations. They actually have audio on this, and we have it linked up. I want to go ahead and play a few clips from it so you can hear. We're not making this up. This is something that happened to this family. And if you have, Tom, go ahead and run that first clip from this hospital story.
A mother's shock. A woman takes her 9-month-old baby to the hospital to be examined, but says her first visit came with more than just a checkup.
She tells our Brent Buffington a note that the nurse left in the room at the hospital passes judgment on her decision not to vaccinate her child. Brent, that nurse is suspended from Palmetto Health Children's tonight where you are.
Well, yeah, that's the least they could do. I mean, think of that. A note is left calling your child a loser for not vaccinating. And, I mean, is that the scope of practice now in modern medicine? See, it tells me that they are in desperate fear of your wake-up, your consciousness shift, your ability and willingness to do something that I believe maybe in the next clip or the next. But let's go ahead and run the second clip here.
Katie Smart's reaction when she found this note, she says a nurse at Palmetto Health's Children's Hospital left behind in her 9-month-old son's room while he was getting checked out of the hospital. The message, the baby had a fever and had not received any vaccinations. The bottom of the note concluded with the word loser and a sad face.
Now the question is, how is this in any way appropriate? We know it's not. But think about what's happening in the hospital community, in the medical community, because they're going to be, and they are being confronted by more and more families who are choosing not to vaccinate for any number of reasons, some of which is because their first children or first child was harmed and they saw it, and then they said no more. Others might, in fact, be doing something that is so outrageous, and it starts with the letter R, and you're going to hear about it in this last clip. Go ahead and play it.
For her to say that, she doesn't know why she's not to vax.
Smart says she researched the ingredients of immunizations given to children, and that's why she and her husband decided not to inject two of their three kids. She says she doesn't know if the nurse intentionally left the note behind or if it was an accident. Either way, Smart says it was uncalled for.
The R word
I
is
think so.
The R word is research.
Research.
How dare you parents. How dare you research these ingredients before you bring your kid in, because then you're not going to want to, oh my God, what are we going to do?
Loser.
You keep reading. You keep researching. You keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You're going to protect your kids in ways far superior than anything offered by the Obama administration or any other administration to come from the federal medical government. Stick around. We've got the Superbug Century next.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that 68% of Americans say they are concerned about this country's new healthcare laws? Recent numbers are showing that men will be seeing an average increase of over 97% on their monthly premiums. Not only do these prices hurt our wallets, but they will inevitably compromise the entire system. Packed doctor's offices, co-pays that don't pay, synthetic drugs with endless side effects. It's time to stop paying doctors and hospitals and start avoiding them altogether. It's either pay now or pay later. Why not take your health into your own hands? If there was a way you could double your immune system for a few dollars a day, would you do it? Choose an affordable, all-natural, and highly effective solution to keep you and your family in a state of superior health. If you're looking for the best healthcare solution, come visit a website that actually works, betterwayhealth.com. Or if you prefer speaking to a real person about your health, call 1-800-746-7640. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com, or call us today at 1-800-746-7640.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Who has the real power? You do. You do, my friends. You have the power to say no. You have the power of nullification. You have the power to heal. You have the power to withdraw your consent. As we were just talking about that family who went to the hospital. Now, you know, another thing, this child evidently had a fever of 101. What does the doctor do? Or the nurse, whoever prescribes Tylenol or some form of fever reducer. That's the lunacy and idiocy of modern medicine, which is why that whole medical system is kaput. It's failed. It's one thing to put Humpty Dumpty back together again, but it's quite another if your child is that Humpty Dumpty and you bring them to the hospital and then they start calling your kid a loser and wanting to vaccinate him when there's nothing to do with the reason you brought them to the hospital. And I'm fired up, all right? I was sort of somber to begin the show today because of all the radiation stuff, and I'm still somber on that level, but I'm fired up now because you know that we are so winning this argument, this debate on the vaccine one, as evidenced by these stupid little snide, like you said, little grade school comments that doctors and nurses are having to resort to. Why? Because these parents, these families that are not vaccinating, they're not tending to be the least intelligent of the folks out there that subject themselves to hospitals. We're talking about the higher levels of intelligent college graduates, and I make fun of Dougries all the time. But the people that still have the common sense God may have given them, plus they might have an education as well, they're the ones that are doing the R word, the dangerous word that you're not qualified to do. You're only your mom. You're only a dad. You're not a doctor. You can't research, right? That's what they always throw at you. Right. And the fact is, when they're researching it, they're coming to a conclusion far radically different than the doctors who are not researching, but who do have conflicts of interest.
I find it's interesting. I mean, I don't have any, studies or scientific, analysis to back this up, but I think common sense, I have never seen a story where somebody has gone into a hospital, and when you go in, and they ask you a series of questions, right? They'll ask you, okay, so do you smoke? If you said, yeah, I smoke, I'd venture to say you're probably not going to find a note sitting on the table calling you a loser. If they say, have you ever tried drugs? If you say, yeah, I've tried drugs, probably not going to see a note sitting on there calling you a loser. But these parents tell them that, yeah, my child, I have chosen not to vaccinate my child, and there's a note calling them a loser. And I think that there is just, there's this thing out there in the medical community that if you happen to smoke cigarettes, that's kind of a bad habit, but you really shouldn't do it. Or, I've tried drugs, that's probably not a good idea, you shouldn't do that. I haven't vaccinated my kid, you're a loser.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
I've used coffee enemas, and Super Don says, you're a weirdo. No, I'm just teasing. All right, we're going to get to that. By the way, we have a great listener question about Super Don and coffee enema. So you've got to stick around to the whole show. That's going to be the finale today. I have a sense about this. So stand by. I've prohibited Super Don from doing a coffee enema at least one enema while we're on the show, because we have to get to that question before he's allowed to do one. Not that he will.
I'm so disappointed too. Yeah, I really am. Dang it.
Listen, what else do we want to talk about? Superbugs are on my mind. They're on the mind of the United Kingdom. And, for all of our listeners through UK Health Radio, welcome. You're welcome to be here. There are no cheap seats, even those across the pond in Britain. And, of course, those of you listening through naturalnewsradio.com and GCN, we love you all. Now, the issue of superbugs. I got a call this morning, and occasionally people will find me and they'll call and ask questions. And I don't publicize it, but there are ways this happens. And this sounded more like an elderly lady. I mean, you could just tell she's been around, probably in her 60s, maybe even her 70s. And she called with a concern about the antibiotics, because the doctors are telling her she's got some problems and she knows the penicillin. She kept saying penicillin. So I knew also that when you call all antibiotics penicillin, it's kind of like calling all tissues Kleenex. You've been around long enough to know that that was the primary thing that everybody said.
Absolutely.
And so she was very concerned. She said, hey, I wonder if silver could replace these antibiotics. And as I was asking her questions, I could see her phone number was from the District of Columbia. She was near the D.C. area. And I was like, I'm a little nervous. Could this be a call like a setup? She's trying to trap me to tell her something that she'll go, oh, man, busted, right? And no, she was sincere about calling about, I don't want to have to resort to antibiotics. And she actually worked. I think she's retired, but she had worked in the Justice Department, of all things. Isn't that interesting?
Interesting.
And I said, your Justice Department attacks and persecutes and prosecutes people who speak truthfully, for instance, about dietary supplements and their ability to do things that drugs can't with no side effects. So I'm like, I'm not going to tell you that this could be a replacement for it. I'm just going to talk about the science of silver, and then you have to draw your own conclusion. How's that?
Research. You get to do your research.
Right? I did. I turned it around on her. I tricked her, so she's got nothing on me. so she left happy. She understood, and I related that fact that, indeed, we're going to have to go back to the future or back to the past and re-embrace our history in botanical medicine, homeopathic medicine, and, of course, the use of silver. Now, the silver technology has improved since the time of the early forms of colloidal silver that were used, and were even in the Merck manual. You can research it. You'll see them in there. And this was a list of all the different drugs that physicians would use. They still use silver sulfadiazine, silvadine, in burn care centers and hospitals for wound care. It's a much cruder form of silver than what I use, the hydrosol form and even the homeopathic combination form. But this story out of the UK, I mean, they're again, superbugs could erase a century of medical advances, according to their experts there. A whole century, 100 years wiped out.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. And you know, this is just it's kind of like the UK version of what it is that, you know, we've been talking about here for the last, you know, a little while. You know, they came out with it here, and so this is kind of like the
UK version.
They're
right.
Coming to that conclusion. Yeah.
From the CDC to the UK health authorities saying it, we're in trouble. Right. We're in big trouble. But they scratch their heads as if, like, well, unless we get and encourage and fund drug companies to make these antibiotics, we're screwed. And it's not true. I mean, this is what you call the health regulators going to the public, so the public will demand that more tax money is used to basically transfer the wealth from the poor people and middle class of any given country to the wealthiest pharmaceutical companies on planet Earth that could fund, you know, 1,000 years of research into antibiotics if they wanted to.
Here's an interesting analogy.
Yeah.
Interesting analogy that just came to mind, and tell me if this is accurate. Imagine if somebody came up with the concept of, I need to put this fire out. There's a fire. I need to put the fire out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw this gasoline on the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. It made the fire bigger. The fire's worse. It's making it worse. So I think what we need to do is we need to develop a higher octane gasoline in order to put this fire up.
No, they throw that out.
Wait a minute. No, that's not working. We need some jet fuel. Jet fuel ought to do it.
That ought
to
do it. Let's throw some hydrogen bombs on it next. Actually, you're right, Super Donnie. It's actually accurate because it's the hammer and nail analogy. You know, if you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So if you're trained like a Pavlovian doctor dog to look at every infection as a result of an antibiotic deficiency, you're going to say, we need more antibiotics. We need more powerful. We need it now. Negating the fact that they also, the medical community, the scientific community has acknowledged, and the peer-reviewed literature, that the most potent antimicrobial substance on planet Earth, bar none, silver. And we can integrate. And now, it's not that they're not using it. I mean, they're putting it on surfaces. They're coating catheter stents and different things like this. And, of course, modern medicine is investigating how do we put nanoparticles of silver onto our antibiotics to make them work again. We've covered these things. It's not
news. So ridiculous. It's so dumb that they want to put the answer to the problem as, like, a little tiny piece attached to what it is that's creating the problem. Like, it's somehow, you know, it's just insanity. I don't get it.
But, the blurred lines here of the major media and the talking heads from CDC, from the UK, from probably WHO, it's never to remark the fact that we have the options already because they're non-patentable. They don't fit into the profit motive, if you will, of that industry. Dietary supplement manufacturers, even drug manufacturers, could make colloidal silver. I don't know that they'd be able to make it as well as the natural immunogenics from what I've analyzed. But you can make it at home, be fractionally active. And I've talked about if a zombie apocalypse occurred and you can't get sovereign silver, I'd rather have you be able to make something rather than get nothing. But the reality is efficiency and safety versus toxicity, all of these things that concern me, why I've raised my kids the way I have. And, speaking of the kids, it was an interesting weekend in Sarasota, I have to say. Richard's Whole Foods Foodporium or Emporium, really, what a big event that they put on. And we were there educating. My son was there in the booth. He's almost 14. I saw switches in him. He was really doing some amazing things I'd never seen him do before, interacting with the public, answering questions about silver, for instance. It was cool. And then when we were at this vendor party the previous night, my daughter, 8 years old, they had a duo, a brother-sister duo, really good acoustic set they were doing. They had a bass as well and doing some nice music, jazzy type music. And my daughter walks up to the lady singer in between songs, and she asked her if she wanted to sing, asking my daughter. And she did. She proceeded to do a 3-minute a cappella version of some song I'd heard. And I have it on my phone, but everybody went hush in this whole thing. They're all, the cacophony of being at a party. Suddenly everybody gets quiet and starts watching. She does this unscripted. I don't know. I was amazed. Maybe I'll post nice. That. You can check that out. That was fun.
That would be great. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, these are unusual things where your kids even surprise you. They can do stuff, but they make leaps and you're like, whoa, where'd that come from? I was like that this weekend. So it was fun to be able to travel with the family because I hadn't been able to in a while. So anyway, that was kind of neat. So you've been through it. You've seen your kids grow and change and things. I'm still in the midst of, from the very preteen, an 8-year-old now to the teenager, early teen years, and seeing some things. And some things are frustrating. Other things are you go, wow, he'll be all right. So it's amazing what's happened. And by the way,
the joys of parenting. Yes.
My son just picked up Cancer, Step Outside the Box, Ty Bollinger's book he started reading.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know which is easier, reading the Torah and all the Hebrew or reading the Ty's book. But at least Ty's book has some great cartoons in it.
So he just picked up the book and started reading it, huh?
Yeah. No, it was like he was up late. His light was on. I was like, oh, am I going to have to go in and yell at him? I go in there, he's reading Ty's book. I'm like, oh, man, you set me up because I can't yell at you for that.
He probably heard you coming down the hallway, right? You put down the comic books, like, oh, yeah, I'm just kind of reading up on cancer cures right now.
I'm going to have to yell at Ty for that. That's who I'm going to go after. That's what I'll do. Oh, by the way, Dr. Bitar is not in today. So we're going to postpone advanced medicine until Tuesday because he's traveling, just so you know. But we have Stuart Tomp on, and he is an expert extraordinaire in the realm of essential fatty acids, EFAs, and regeneration. So we're going to do that. But first and foremost, the Three Stooges up next. Or maybe it's one stooge. And it starts with the letter D, R-O-N-E.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all, but a 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Two U.S. sailors are recovering after a drone malfunctioned and crashed off the coast of Southern California. The ship was testing a combat weapon system. The drone was being used to test the ship's radar tracking when it malfunctioned, veered out of control, and hit the cruiser.
Drones will save us. Yeah. The three Stooges, the drones, what do they have in common? Well, the U.S. Navy, not looking so good as they were trying to track this thing, and they tracked it all the way back into itself.
Right. incoming. Wait a minute.
Wait a second. That was ours. And, you know, we've talked about drone use over the years here because of the indiscriminate killing. You know, they say, oh, it's targeted, right? Laser focus. And, of course, it blows up and kills a lot of innocent civilians and then creates, what, 1,000 times the number of terrorists you were targeting to begin with. I don't know if this is a karmic loop playing itself back. I mean, thank God, you know, none of our soldiers were injured on the naval vessel. I mean, they were injured, not killed, but
they were
still
injured. Yeah.
Injured. But listen.
And we're not mocking that. I mean,
no.
You know, we don't want them to get injured, but come
not
on.
Not at all. But, I mean, the reliance on technology like this, you know, just like the Terminator movies, you've got some major, major gaps in the ability to control this technology. We're a little bit arrogant on this. And, you know, come back to nuclear power industry, which would not exist in a true free market. I mean, it's so heavily subsidized. There was not one underwriter, if you call it an insurance company, that would underwrite the risk of a nuclear power plant. Wouldn't do it without the backing of what? The government and the taxpayers that end up funding it inadvertently. So we have now the drone warfare concept, and George Lucas has nothing to do with this one, and the movie version was probably a little bit more safe to consider. But when you actually try to put this technology into play, there are, again, a number of disasters that can occur, including the ability with eggheads from all walks of life around the world to tap in and basically turn that kind of technology against us. I mean, we've seen the Edward Snowdens of the world. There are thousands of them out there hired in, you know, NSA and, you know, CDC and, you know, name the alphabet soup agency, CIA, that have the ability to do things that their handlers probably don't know how to do. And so how long till this is, you know, this becomes a disaster, like, you know, a goof like this, like an error, who knows what happened here?
Becomes well, and the very thing. Incidentally, mm-hmm. there is a hearing going on. I was reading about this earlier, I believe in D.C., about drone technology. There's some organizations that are against the use of drones because there are a lot of people, a lot of innocent victims that are being killed around the world as a result of malfunctions by drones.
Right.
That are, and so, I mean, it is a problem. It's a big problem, and, you know, the thing is we've covered story after story about how drones are just being used common day for everything now, whether it's mm-hmm. farmers, you want to find out where the weeds are right. in their crops.
That's
you've
right.
You've got
yes.
drones being used by the paparazzi to take pictures of celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, drones that are being put out there by law enforcement, by Bureau of Land Management. I mean, all of these things, it's just commonplace, you know. And then we come across a story like this where, the drone malfunctions, you know, on the people that are flying the drone. Mm-hmm. And it just makes you wonder, you know, are we really going crazy here with the whole drone technology? You know, what is the potential downside, the danger to this?
Well, here's the parallel. Nuclear energy, Fukushima. We're seeing it bite back. The antibiotics. We talked about the superbug scenario. These are technologies that have basically been overused and abused to the point of great danger to the people who still rely upon them. And now we've got drone warfare coming back to bite us in the you-know-what. And, of course, we come back to the bigger picture. At least I do. I know, as I say, of course, but unless you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're not going to hear this kind of thing. But the idea that, we create a warring planet because we don't listen, truly listen to our own cells. You know, I start back from that level when our body tells us, hey, you're doing something wrong. You're eating the wrong food. You're eating a Twinkie. You should be eating an organic carrot, for instance. And we go, shut up. Here is a drug to shut you down. And we shoot out the warning lights. We blindfold. We muzzle the communication of our own cells to us. And then we wonder how we can't communicate with our neighbors, and states aren't talking to the feds and vice versa. The federal government has enemies all over planet Earth and creates more because it takes this medical concept, this germ theory concept, and plays it out on all levels of life instead of figuring out how to work together like the microbes know how to do. Good Lord, the bacteria are smarter than we are. They know how to live together in our guts, and we got to screw it up, and then we screw up and destroy the planet. Happy New Year! All right, it's Robert Scott Bell, so I'm going to take a break. Take a deep breath. We're going to come back. Stuart Thompson going to join us. We're going to remediate some more radiation and regenerate through the use of essential fatty acids, EFAs, and a whole lot more on tap. Statin calculators back to the 1970s. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the dawn of the processed food industry, you have been fed a lie. Labels are not designed to inform you, but to hide things from you. This coming January, Natural News will reveal a groundbreaking discovery that will reshape the food industry forever. January 7, 2014. NaturalNews.com. Because the truth cannot be kept secret any longer.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.